Max. In case you're tuning in for the first time, let me catch you up. You see, the other day my kooky Aunt Murgatroyd sent my friend Molly and I a mysterious package. She said it was a time machine. We didn't believe her at first. Boy, were we wrong. Then she recruited us to be part of a secret order of problem solvers who travel through time and space solving riddles and puzzles created by the troublesome trolls. They're like the bad guys. Anyway, now every day is one big adventure as Molly and I use math and logic to try and solve mysteries about true histories.
Hey, Max.
Hey, Mol.
Let me ask you something. Do you think...
Shh. Rude. Incoming. Conklin. Act natural.
Oh.
Max, Molly, I was looking for you two.
Oh, hello, Mr. Conklin. Did we forget to turn in a homework assignment?
No, you forgot to pick up your dragon statue.
Oh, right. I forgot all about it. When can I have it back?
Actually, it seems to have disappeared from my office. You wouldn't know anything about that now, would you?
What? No.
Really?
Excuse me, Mr. Conklin, you took the dragon from us, remember? Now you can't find it and you're accusing us of taking back our own property?
I was just...
Yeah, Molly's right. You took my dragon statue, which happens to be a family heirloom. And now you're saying you lost it? Come on, Molly, let's go see Principal Baker.
Hold on, I'm sure it'll turn up.
It better.
For the record, I only confiscate personal property when it becomes a problem for the class.
Well, now it sounds like it's your problem. Hope you're a good problem solver. Maybe ask Katrina. She was the one who wanted the statue.
Hey, that's not fair.
Anyway, we look forward to getting our dragon back. Thanks, Mr. Conklin. Bye!
Wow. What just happened?
You almost gave us away, that's what happened.
No, I was just trolling the enemy. Do you think he knows?
Knows what? That we know he's a troll? Or that we're problem solvers?
Both! Also, your problem solver joke was priceless.
Thanks. I liked how you put him on the defensive. For now. We just need to play it cool and...
Shh! Rude! You hear that whistle?
Yeah, that's just gym class.
No, it was short, long, long, short. Short, short, short.
Okay.
That's Morse code for P.S.
P.S.?
Problem solvers! Problem solvers, it's a message!
Of course you would know Morse code.
I picked it up studying military history. It's good to know. Come on, let's check it out.
I just see kids playing basketball.
I could have sworn. All this problem solving must be getting to me. Look under the bleachers!
Is that your aunt?
I knew you'd get my message. Good boy, Max. Hiya, Molly.
Hi, Aunt Murgatroyd. Good to see you.
Yeah, but what's with the gym shorts?
Oh, I'm blending in. Anyway, we need to talk about your teacher, Mr. Conklin.
We just had a run-in with him.
I think he suspects we're problem solvers.
I wonder what tipped him off.
Well, there is one other thing. When we took back the Jade Dragon, we noticed a glow in the dark calendar on his wall. It had strange symbols and ciphers.
It looked very troll-like.
Very troll-like.
What did you do with it?
We swiped it.
I see. Yep. Stealing that calendar definitely tipped Conklin off that we're onto him.
Oops. Should we not have...
Let's just say, next time, take a picture of it. But it's too late now. He knows it's gone.
Sorry, Aunt Em.
Yeah, sorry.
So, where's the calendar now?
Molly?
It's in my backpack. Here. Just so you know, it was my idea to take it. I wasn't thinking. Sorry.
It's okay. You're learning. More importantly... I'm glad we have it.
Oh, good. What does it say? Can you understand the ciphers?
It's tricky. I better hang on to it. Anything else?
Well, now that you mention it, we've uncovered some random clues that may or may not be connected.
I wrote them all down. There's the numbers 6, 1, and 8, and the letters U and J.
We also found a note saying there were X clues. Does that mean anything to you?
Not yet, but keep a sharp lookout as you're roaming around. You're both becoming top-notch problem solvers, as I knew you would.
Thanks.
Oh no, I'm late to class.
Me too.
Hold on, I've got a little job for you first.
But what about class?
I can't get another detention.
Don't worry, you'll get back in time.
Fine, where are we going?
Sorry, I don't speak whistle.
ISS? ISS? The International Space Station? Really?
Really?
Cool!
Welcome, problem solvers. You must be Max and Molly. I'm NASA flight engineer Laurel O'Hara. You can just call me O'Hara.
First helping astronauts get home, now we're in space!
This is so cool!
Yep, it's pretty awe-inspiring. I just arrived a few months ago myself, as part of Expedition Number 70. The ISS has been continuously occupied since...
November 2000!
Nice. What else do you know about the ISS?
The ISS is an international partnership of 5 space agencies from 15 different countries, running all kinds of experiments.
Right again. At any one time, a crew of 7 will be living and working here for an average of 6 months. Some astronauts stay longer, though. Peggy Whitson set the U.S. record by spending 665 days here.
Not me. I'd miss Rufus too much. And my family.
Same. So let's see. 70 missions of 7 crew members each. 7 times 7 is 49, so 7 times 70 is 490. 490 people have worked in space aboard the ISS.
Sweet. What I want to know is, how fast are we going?
About 5 miles per second.
5 miles per second? Wow. Imagine if you could run that fast, Molly.
Let's see. There's 60 seconds in a minute. So 5 times 60 gives you 300 miles per minute.
The fastest train on Earth, the Japanese maglev, using magnetic levitation, tops out around 375 miles per hour.
And 300 miles per minute times 60 minutes in an hour gives you 18,000 miles per hour! How are we not feeling it or sticking to the walls right now?
At this altitude, there's almost no air resistance of the ISS traveling through space, so you don't really feel the speed. Add to that being weightless in a microgravity situation, and you won't feel much movement at all.
I gotta say, I don't love floating around as much as I thought I would. It's making me a little motion sick.
Sorry. I felt the same way my first few days up here. It's because your inner ear reports your equilibrium to your brain. But once you get used to ignoring your usual sense of this way up, floating around becomes second nature.
No offense, but I don't think I can handle a couple of days. Let's just complete this mission and get back to Earth.
Good call. The faster we get off this ride, the better.
Got it. Okay, here's where we're at. Traveling at 18,000 miles per hour, we usually make 16 trips around Earth.
Whoa. That's a lot of sunrises and sunsets. Also, at 18,000 miles per hour, over the course of 24 hours, that means you're traveling 18 times 24... 432? At the zeros, 432,000 miles per day.
And I thought 12,000 steps was a lot. Also, to figure out how many miles you travel around Earth each time, we could just divide 432,000 miles by 16?
That's right, Max. What's 432,000 divided by 16? This one is too long to do in my head. Let me write it out. 432,000 divided by 16, put the zeros aside and just do 16 into 432. 16 goes into 43 two times. 43 minus 32 is 11. Drop down the 2, and 16 goes into 112 and even 7 times. Add back the zeros, and you get 27,000 miles.
Yep. We usually travel 27,000 miles around Earth at a distance of 250 miles away. But for the last few days, instead of seeing 16 sunrises and sunsets, I'm only counting 14. Which means we've somehow been pushed farther out into space.
How could that happen?
I think the troublemaking trolls may have intercepted our navigation system.
Oh, no!
Oh, yeah.
I see. And you want us to figure out how far into space you've drifted?
Not quite. Well, I'm sure you'd be able to figure that out, as you already have a good grasp on circumference, rate, distance, and time. Fortunately, our NASA and international teams have some of the world's top mathematicians on staff.
Of course. So what do you need us to do?
The trolls installed a cryptic combination lock on our thrusters. It's a 4-digit code we need to figure out. With the thrusters locked in place, we're unable to reposition ourselves to the right course.
Right. No air resistance in space means you have to create movement using thrusters as opposed to a sailor rudder.
Exactly.
So you want us to crack the code and the cryptic lock so you can use your thrusters?
Correct.
Great. We've gotten pretty good at cracking cryptic troll codes. Where is this cryptic combination lock?
Outside the space station.
Did you say outside?
Yes.
So how do we get to it?
We take a spacewalk.
Did you say spacewalk? As in out there? In space?
Come on, Molly. Where's your sense of adventure?
Where's your sense of not being crazy? We can't go into space.
It's okay. I'll be with you. Unfortunately, there's no time for debate or drifting. I need you both to suit up.
This is Control. We are opening the airlock in 3, 2, 1.
Copy, Control. We're outside.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Yep. Definitely feeling the wow.
Take one more moment of awe, then we gotta go.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm good now.
Control, we're making our way towards the thrusters.
You said this cryptic lock is 4 numbers, right?
Sort of.
Yikes. You can make 10,000 different combinations from 4 numbers.
True, but they're not exactly numbers. Look.
Whoa. The lock is displaying some weird symbols. That's so troll-like.
Which is why we needed the problem solvers.
I see. Max, got any ideas?
I gotta say, these symbols look kinda familiar.
Could we have seen them before?
I'm not sure.
They're different from the symbols on the calendar. Maybe Aunt Murgatroyd knows. Let's send her a picture.
Wait, that's it!
What's it?
Remember how Aunt Murgatroyd used Morse code to message us?
Yeah.
Well, I think these symbols are a type of Morse code. See? These long squiggly things can be dashes and these circle thingies are dots. This reads dash, 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 dot, dot, dot.
Are those numbers?
No, they're letters. TMTS.
TMTS. TMTS.
Teenage Mutant Turtle Samurai?
No, I don't think so. Wait, TMTS? Troublemaking Trolls?
Ooh, nice, Maul. But how can that be the combination? We need 4 numbers.
Right.
Hmm is right.
What if each letter corresponded with a number? For example, T is the 20th letter in the alphabet, M is 13, then another T, which is 20, and S is 19.
Good thinking, but it's only a 4-digit code. That's 4 too many numbers.
Ah, but what if you add the numbers together? For example, the 20 could be 2 plus 0, which equals 2. 13 is 1 plus 3 equals 4. Then 2 again. Then 19 is 1 plus 9 equals 10.
That's still too many numbers.
Right. Unless you add the numbers again for 10.
Ooh, nice. O'Hara, can you please try 2421?
2421.
Please work, please work.
It worked. We have access to the thrusters. Great job, you two. Now, let's get you back inside. Mission accomplished, thanks to the problem solvers.
I'd love to stay and celebrate, but we need to get back to...
Molly, look! Earth!
Wow. Seeing Earth from up here really puts life in perspective.
You never get tired of that view.
Actually, I'm pretty beat. We really should be getting back to Earth.
Way to suck all the air out of the moment, Max.
You know, some air would be nice, too. Whoa, what's that?
It's called the moon.
Not the moon. The piece of paper taped to the wall.
Huh. I don't recall seeing that there before.
Look, Max. It has a troll symbol on it and some kind of picture puzzle. Is that a drawing of Earth?
Yeah, and Jupiter and Mars. Below, it says, Jupiter minus Earth plus Mars equals...
Huh? How can you subtract Earth from Jupiter and then Mars? O'Hara, do you have any idea what that means?
Sorry, you got me.
Wait, I know. Earth is the third planet. Jupiter is the fifth planet. Jupiter minus Earth is 5 minus 3. That's 2. Plus Mars, which is the fourth planet, gives you 2 plus 4, which equals 6. The answer is 6!
Very clever. Both you and whoever put that there.
Good job, Max. I'm adding 6 to the list.
Great. Now we really should go. Later, ISS!
Bye, O'Hara! Yes! Just in time for class. Whoa! Wow, I need to get used to gravity again.
Haha, that's cray-cray. Whoa! Same.
Molly, Max, you're late to class. Detention, both of you.
Great.
This episode of Mysteries About True Histories was written by Libby Ward and voiced by Dexter Danger Mayo, Molly Smith, Sheila Morris, Mike Praviti, and Diana Helen Kennedy. Original music by Brian Suarez. Our associate producer is Max Kamaski. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hahn. The executive producers are Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Kolber from Atomic Entertainment, and Jed Baker and Agarainish A. Palmer from Starglow Media. Mysteries About True Histories is a Starglow Media and Atomic Entertainment production. Grown-ups, looking for ad-free audio fun for the whole family? Subscribe to Starglow Plus on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. Learn more at starglowmedia.com/subscribe. Catch you on the next Mysteries About True Histories.